Narayana namaskritta narunteva narutamam devim saraswati vyasam tutojayam udirayat nasta prayeswa bhadresu nityam bhagavata sivaya bhagavata utamasloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Good morning to devotees. Tonight, accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So this morning's Srimad Bhagavatam class is from Canto 1, Chapter 13, Dhritarashtra Quits Home. Text 5. Hare Krishna. So I will do the translation, the Sanskrit 3 times, and then if you want to feel very, very inspired to also say it, then you say it. So we have invite a very auspicious atmosphere like that. So Canto 1, Chapter 13, and text 5. All right. Pratyu jagmu pahasenam panam tanva ivagatam avisangam ya vividat parisvanga vivadane Pratyu jagmu pahasenam Pranam tanva ivagatam avisangamya vividat vidivat parisvanga vivadane pratyujak mupahastena pranam tanva ivagatam avisangamya vidivat parisvanga vivadane Hare Krishna. You can change. Okay. Word for word. Prati, towards. Ujagmu, went. Prahasena, with great delight. Pranam, life. Tanva, of the body. Iva, like. Agatam, returned. Avisangamya, approaching. Vidhivat, in due form. Parisvanga, embracing. Avivadane, by obeisances. Translation by His Divine Grace, is Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. With great delight, they all approached Him, as if life had returned to their bodies. They exchanged obeisances and welcomed each other with embraces. Report by Srila Prabhupada. In the absence of consciousness, the limbs of the body remain inactive. But when consciousness returns, the limbs and senses become active, and existence itself becomes delightful. Vidura was so dear to the members of the Kaurava family that his long absence from the palace was comparable to inactivity. All of them were feeling acute separation from Vidura, and therefore his return to the palace was joyful for all. Oma gina timirandasya gana gina shilakraya chakshu militam diena tasmai shri gurve namaha shri chitany mano vistam stapitam yena bhutale vayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shcha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kantana Mustite Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sundibhya Evacha Ratitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivashari Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pucharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Chitarini Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Premapadaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurati Sei Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himayapeti Vachari Sundaraya Tasmi Maha Premaraspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the English translation again. With great delight they all approached them as if life had returned to their bodies. They exchanged obeisances and welcomed each other with embraces. This is wonderful meeting when someone who is of great value and great importance leaves a particular area for a while, people tend to appreciate the person even more when they're not around. Sometimes a person that's pretty focused and pretty centered, they appreciate those that deserve appreciation all of the time. But sometimes when people have seen the same person over and over and over again, yeah, he has good qualities, but yeah, he's doing his job. And this life goes on until the person travels. And for a while, you realize that the qualities that he imbibes, or he or she imbibes, the qualities that he has or she has, for a period of time in their absence, you're missing that. Then you begin to connect it to the person and you realize the person has such an important effect on our lives. And that is exactly how the residents of Hastinapur felt. They had gone through an extreme situation. War, where 640 million people had been killed, some of them members of the Kaurava family in the palace. Duryodhan and his brothers were all gone. And so there was so much grief that was there. Even Maharaj Yudhishthira, who had been crowned the king or the emperor, he was also feeling that he took the crown at the expense of so much bloodshed. So even he wasn't in the best state of mind. He was to do his duty. But emotionally, that number of people and those that mattered to him, like Bhishma and Drona and those people leaving, affected him a lot. You can't help but remember those people and their impact. And then Vidura, he wasn't dead, but he was also gone. He was also not around. Such a very, very stalwart, steady person of intelligence and wisdom. He's also not there. And then the situation changes where he comes back. Well, now that would really, really bring great, great joy to everyone in that situation. We have lost so many, it's easy to see this, we have lost so many dear members of the family, some for good reasons and some for evil reasons, but the fact is they've gone and life has changed quite a bit in the palace as well as among the people, because they also have lost brothers, they have lost husbands, they have lost all of those. So for Vidura to return, would be a thing that the whole Korova family would enjoy, that life has been breathed back into, it's like an awakening, back into their ranks. And I'm sure the people of Hastinapur also were happy to hear that Vidura had returned. When you seek for a long time, positivity and leadership that is, leadership that has the welfare of the people at heart, and you go through a period of time where you don't get that, especially because the people all knew that Duryodhana was trying to be king, when in fact the person that deserved it was Yudhishthira. Going through all of those emotions, and then it gets worse because it turns into war and people have been killed. And before that, Duryodhana had already insulted Vidura, and Vidura had left. So much emotions that were negative had actually permeated the atmosphere. And so for that to change, Yudhishthira now is on the throne and Vidura returns. It's like, why wouldn't things be better for someone like him coming back? And that's why they approached him with great delight, as Sipapa translates here, as if life had returned to their bodies. Sometimes we can be so depressed about situations that happens that, yeah, we know we're alive, but we don't even feel alive so much. These challenges that come here. It happens also in the spiritual world, because Krishna, especially with the gopis, and they love him very, very, very much. You can't even imagine the extent of love that the gopis have for Krishna. But Krishna also sometimes disappears from them. And then emotion turns from boy enjoying Krishna's presence and wanting to serve him to now, where is he? He's gone. But when he returns, as they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder. When he returns, then everybody, and he returns dramatically too, all of a sudden he just shows up. Where is he? All of a sudden, here he is. So it's just wonderful. And I would just bring this very short and clearly not comparable to this situation. But personally, I had some health challenges, and of course COVID-19 in the situation. So I didn't travel for quite a while. And then this last weekend, I went to the mantra program with Duvindavan. So it was very nice to see people who hadn't seen for a while. Some of them, my God family members, others too, friends that they made. And we made new friends. So that was what was happening in Nuganab. Little did I realize that only 3 days that are gone, that when I come back, my family will be so happy. It's like, we came straight to the temple, says, of course I have daughters, and my daughters were, daddy's attendant, It didn't even click to me until they acted that way, and I realized, oh yeah, so when you're gone, it really can, in fact, bring the love that we take for granted. We're just going along, all of a sudden it just, you feel that, yeah, it is there. And now your children that haven't, done things in an emotional way, they are doing it, some hugging and so on. It felt very, very, very good. Of course, we learned a lot too from the men's meeting. But you have your temple president, Dronacharya, was also there. So I need him to share more of it, because I don't want him to repeat things and I say it beforehand. So I'm sure you'll hear, quite a bit that we were to share. But coming back to this, Vidura returning to the palace was very, very joyful for all of them. So Vidura was a symbol of strength, strength in character. Vidura was a great symbol of strength in character. So was Bhishma, but we talked about Vidura at this place, at this time. He always stood for the right thing. And he always tried to encourage his elder brother, Dhritarashtra, to do the right thing. It wound up costing him time in the palace time, and actually Hastinapur, he had to leave. He left because of being insulted by Duryodhana, and Dhritarashtra not doing anything about it, because he was so attached to his son. So in Canto 3 of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first chapter, Shukadeva Goswami was being asked to describe more about the situation with Vidura. And so he was talking and explaining what had actually happened, how Vidura was telling his brother, you have to return the legitimate share, which is at that time in the past, it would belong to Pandavas, give it back to them, to Yudhisthira, Yudhisthira's king, that you yourself attended the sacrifice, the ceremony to make him king, and he has no enemies, he's been very forbearing through untold types of sufferings, and it's all your offenses. And you know that among the Pandavas is Bhima, and Bhima is very, very upset and revengeful. As he was saying, you just told the pastor, Bhima is breathing heavily like a snake, about to, and surely you have to be afraid of him, what he can do. Still, good counsel didn't lead anywhere in Dhritarashtra's mind, and he wound up losing. But it was Vidura that was encouraging, and even telling Dhritarashtra, Lord Krishna, this is where we learned greatly from, the personality of Godhead had accepted the sons of Prita and of Kunti as his kingsmen, and all the kings of the world are with Lord Krishna. He's present in his home with all his family members and the kings. This is text 12 of Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 1. So this is all Vidura speaking. He is with the Yadu dynasty, and they have conquered an unlimited number of rulers, and he is their lord, Sri Krishna himself. And he's on the side of truth, the side of the kings, the princes, the sons of Maharani Kunti, the Pandavas, because they were in the side of right, correctness. And you should be about the same thing too. So in the purport of this text, 12, in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, first chapter, Srila Prabhupada says, Vidura gave Dhritarashtra very, very good counsel. Politics part of it, the sons of Kunti, the Pandavas, and their situation. He was just explaining everything. Krishna was a cousin for them. He was related to them intimately. Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's worshipable by even the demigods, the Brahmanas, and they control the universal affairs. And Brahmanas giving counsel to Kshatriyas, administrators, and demigods controlling the universal affairs. And they worshiping him, and he's on the side of the Pandavas. So in many ways, without, Vidura coming in saying like this, that Dhritarashtra should realize who in the world was he to go against Krishna? And what was the results from going against Krishna? This is all explained in a brotherly fashion, and also in a fashion as the Mahamantri to Dhritarashtra. But he didn't get anywhere because of his mind. But Vidura represented honesty. He spoke honestly the way things were, and fearlessly, which is also a quality that the devotees should imbibe. And he was also very compassionate towards his elder brother, because he knew his elder brother was in the wrong. But as long as the war hadn't started, there was a chance to change his mind. So, in some parts of the Shastra, Vidura is described as King Vidura. And sometimes a little bit surprising to me, but Vidura is Yamaraj. Yamaraj is definitely king in his own right. He was also missing Krishna, and that's why he came to the material world, like the Krishna arranged for him to come. Hmm? So, kings are great men. And as he says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 21, yat yat acharati shrishtas, tat tat evitaro jana, sayat pramanam krute, lokastat anuvartate. The translation is, whatever a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary act, all the world pursues. Hmm? So Vidura's character was impeccable. And what he did was very helpful for Hastinapur. So in a situation where it had gotten so bad because of Duryodhana and his brothers and Karna and Shakuni and what they were doing, it was best actually for Vidura to pull himself out of all of that mess. Hmm? And bring positivity and spirituality more into his life. That tells us that we also have, you know, some measure of independence and control of how we lead our lives. And it's a question of, would we stay in places that are difficult, that are negative, or would we make the decision when we see the negativity to get away from it and go towards things that are positive, more to goodness, and transcendental. So by Vidura leaving, he showed that example that you must be strong enough to take charge of your life, and if it's going a certain way that you know is negative and your intelligence is prompting you that it's negative, you get away from it. Hmm? You get away from it. It was a very, very strong, in many ways, decision made by a prime minister to get away from the area altogether. And he went to different pilgrimage places. So he used his time in spirituality. And he met Uddhava, then later on Maitreya, and so many things were explained to him for our benefit, because it's all there in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hmm? So many things that Maitreya, and it goes on for quite a while, quite a few chapters, that was explained to him. Hmm? So, whatever a great man performs, common men follow. And Srila Prabhupada is saying in a short part of the purport that people in general require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. Hmm? A very simple example. If a leader is trying to tell people don't do this because it's bad, but he does it himself, then that's not a true leader. Hmm? Srila Prabhupada gives an example. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Hmm? And Lord Chaitanya says a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching, because people are going to look at what the person who is a leader performs, and how he performs, and what he says, and how they handle themselves, and it will in fact impact their mind, and how they behave towards that particular person, personality who is a leader. Now parents are also leaders. They have to raise children. Parents are leaders of the family. So they also have to imbibe principles of leadership. As much as possible, have it also in the family. One of the principles that's very good for leadership is equanimity. Now equanimity takes some people, they can maybe through in past life, they can have that emotional stability, because that's what equanimity is. Having the emotional stability and composure, even in times of high stress, things that are a little difficult to deal with or unexpected and they're challenging, having the emotional stability to deal with it. Does everybody have that? The answer is no. Some people do, some people do not. But can every devotee have that? The answer is yes. How? Just remember that Krishna is in control, and I am the servant of a servant of a servant. That thought makes us in our minds and in our hearts, surrender, even in that situation, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be used to deal with that situation. Therefore, just knowing, just believing, and just connecting with the fact that Krishna is there to protect his devotee would give us that kind of emotional stability for whatever situation that we're dealing with. And that way, even situations that are stressful won't feel stressful to us just by remembering. That's why the statement that's made by Rupa Goswami is so important. Always think of Krishna, never forget Krishna. So we said it so many times. A lot of people preach about that, but they just connect with everything. Krishna is absolute. Thinking of Krishna, Krishna is with you. And he already has said, tell everyone, O son of Kunti, Arjun, my devotee never perishes. So for us, all we have to do is remember Krishna and chant his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'll bring us back to the same function this weekend. When we were going, there was about 9 of us that left Harrisburg, men, and went to the program for the men at New Vrindavan. And we were in the vehicle, 6 of us, for 4 hours. So we got to, talk with each other. And fortunately, everyone's attention turned to Krishna conscious stuff. We played a game, literally, from A to Z. I won't spend too much time, but A to Z, the letters of the alphabet, what names of Krishna come to mind with the letter A? What Krishna comes to mind with the letter B? And so, and then we realized we didn't know so much, so we just stretched, all right, Krishna's experiences can be included, and other, saintly persons can also be included. And if you include somebody outside of of Krishna's name, and include a devotee of Krishna, then you have to tell the pastime involving that devotee. And so for 4 hours we had this kind of play, and it was wonderful. Just like when Vidura left, he went to places of pilgrimage. So this is wonderful to be associated with devotees, and only devotees. So much realization came. This world can only be changed for the better by devotees. Religionists can go over so far. But devotees, we have this, and this is not bragging. This is the truth. By the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, devotees are in a situation to really change the mental fabric of this particular planet. As a matter of fact, not long ago, since last week, if I remember, in one of the lectures, the whole idea of the golden age on this planet was brought up. And there have been debate, people are saying, the golden age hasn't started yet. People said it has started. And at that time, Chandramali Swami was the one that was giving the class. And I brought up the question of golden age. And he explained, which and crystallized in my mind a lot better. Because I know something said in the Bible about it also, because the Bible also talks about the golden age. And the Buddha said, it started when Lord Chaitanya came. So Maharaj confirmed it, because the holy name is so powerful that the holy name will surely change the mindset of those who are looking for a better solution for this world and a better solution for their own lives, just by the holy name. The other thing that is also very good for ISKCON is that we realize that as the generations become younger and younger, one generation, the younger generation are sticking more to the kirtan, the chanting of the holy name more. And this, when Lord Chaitanya did this all the way through India, and then he said that the holy name will spread in every town and village. So if it is happening through the generation that are the future, and the future is in bringing the holy name out, then this planet stands to benefit from that. So then Chandramali Swami was explaining that more of the presence and the chanting and the distribution of books, chanting of the holy name, getting more and more people to be involved in it, and more desperate people turning to Christian consciousness, because we've heard this so many times. I came to Christian consciousness the same way. I wanted more answers from religion. I didn't get it. And so seeking more, Krishna put me here. And there are people still coming, and they tell me the same story. I had a vision, and then they just, so many things. Some people were in a situation where they went to Alcoholics Anonymous, and just Krishna invited them. Literally, by one statement that was made, one guy just said that, well, you have to appeal to a higher power. We're told that in the AA. Appeal to a higher power. So who? But Krishna arranged. When that was in the back of this young man, back of the mind of this young man, he immediately looked to change course in his life, but he changed course in such a way that he wound up at the doorstep of the devotees of Krishna. And now he's taking it so seriously. So, yes, the holy name is what's going to change the situation here on the earth. And Janamaya Swami explained that, yes, it's supposed to be for 10,000 years. And the holy name will steadily affect in a very positive way this planet for the first half of the 10,000 years. It will get better and better and better and better and better, and therefore the Satya Yuga type of feeling will in fact come on this planet. My Guru Maharaj also told me that Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, before he left this body, in fact in the 90s he already told me this place in consciousness will be like a heavenly planet. In consciousness. So, and then of course the other half, it will be a slow decline. By the time the 10,000 years ends, then Kali Yuga will be raging again. So this is the way it was described to me when I asked that particular question. So there will be good leadership through the chanting of the holy name, because now I look back at the words and say, boy, everywhere we go, yes, there are situations that the devotees sometimes face, and because we're going through purification, so that is there. But in general, the qualities that the devotees have are such good qualities for this earth. We take each other for granted because we are around each other so much. But compared to non-devotees, the devotees have such good qualities, so many of them, that they will definitely, as a group, people in this earth, they will definitely have a great impact. The one place where people realize we're not the body, and therefore they don't make race such a big issue. We take it for granted. Race is a big issue. Color and tribes and all, people are going to wars because of that. They had wars and then they're still having more wars. Now, based on the body. But we're not the body. It's like the bodies just live it. They literally live that. So, it's devotees that will change the consciousness. I have absolutely no doubt about it. If the life on this planet is to improve, it will come from devotees. And we're the ones reading things like what Vidura has done. And they see now, to come to Vidura's situation, how helpful he's been in Hastinapur. How he saved the Pandavas. Sometimes they didn't even know that the House of Lack was that attempt at their lives was unsuccessful because Vidura was behind it, preventing the death of the Pandavas and Maharani Kunti also. And he gave very, very, very good advice, working along with Bhishma and making so many discussions with them what to do. And then finally, he returns. So honesty returned, compassion returned in the person of Vidura. And he is definitely a person that is very composed in times of high stress. And at the same time, he has so much compassion. So when we combine equanimity, emotional stability, by calling on Krishna, with honesty and compassion, we can solve so many situations that come up. In fact, Krishna will use us to solve different types of problems. And then being very giving of the holy name and giving the soul situations, which is called munificence. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gura Srijaya Namaha. Lord Gauranga was very munificent, very liberal in giving and bestowing. But she was like that too. That's why sometimes people take advantage and ask for even material things. It's not so good for them, but they still ask anyway. So there is a great opportunity. We should really be optimistic, because the tools for changing this particular planet and changing life and people and their consciousness has already been given to this particular movement. It's just a question of, we should realize how great an opportunity we have, and how high and positive the knowledge is that we've been given. And we're trying to even live it by obeying the regulative principles that alone puts us in the human platform. We are kind to all living entities. The smallest ones that we can see with our eyes, those we cannot see, like the germs. And all of that, we are aware that the super soul is there, along with the individual soul, and that these are just bodies. But the soul is the same quality as the one in us. How many people have that kind of knowledge? Yes, we take it almost just for granted. There's so much that we have to live and teach through an example to everybody. So we will be future leaders for the world by just what we know and how we live our lives. We already are that way, but slowly, I mean, still the very high percentage of the population of the earth is now going through to Maya, still in Maya. So the holy name being chanted loud and strongly everywhere slowly will let people turn, those who want the answers for positivity, turn to this particular movement. And I'm pretty sure it's going to keep growing and growing and growing and affect this planet. So there was some advice being given, and Bhishma gave advice also. He said, we are what we do repeatedly. If we do something, it becomes so many times, and it becomes our, it's very much a part of a fabric of our mentality and our makeup. So if we repeatedly chant the holy name of our Lord, we will automatically connect to Krishna. If we repeatedly hear, as we hear every day, then we will be automatically connected with Krishna. And these are all very, very important qualities that a devotee is supposed to imbibe. Keep with them. When we travel, we should do like Vidura did. Go to places of pilgrimage. Go to the different temples so that you just soak up the atmosphere of divinity, which is all around. And when you turn around, you look at the body, people have bead bags, people are on the altar, people are having prasadam, and you can talk about Krishna to anyone. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful thing that we need to keep pushing. So, as we said, leaders, like Vidura is a leader. We also are leaders in our own families. And so a leader must constantly or consistently remind himself or herself that ultimately they are answerable to God. We are answerable to God in everything that we do. The Lord is in the heart, Paramatma, watching what we do. He doesn't interfere, but we know better. We should know better. We've been here in this planet and other planets in the material world for so many lifetimes. And when a person finally turns to Krishna, then that's automatic that they only have a few more lifetimes to be on this earth. And if they take it really seriously, then this body is the very last body that they can have, and we can go back to Godhead. So a leader, whether a parent, whether a teacher, whether a king, they must consistently remind themselves that ultimately we are answerable to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is life here. If you lead life properly, then you should say, as it is in the Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, chapter 5, text 31, Nate vidu swada gatam hi vishnum. The aim of life is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. And we should be connected to the Lord, like Sri Prabhupada gives example, sparks of fire connected to the fire itself. When sparks of fire are in the fire, then their activities and their functions, what they're supposed to do, they do correctly and they're part of the whole. But when a spark disconnects from the fire, it doesn't last long. It doesn't last long. You see it a little bit and the next thing is gone. It's dead. So, for our ability to function properly, we should be connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead all of the time. And of course, Lord Chaitanya has made it easy. We chant the holy name, we are automatically connected. So performing devotional service always keeps us connected. And the qualities that come from being connected, when we know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead protects us, then there's no need to fear, which is one of the big qualities that's described in Bhagavad Gita chapter 16, text 1, Abhayam, fearlessness. Fearlessness. When we realize that Krishna is in control, telling our minds all of the time that Krishna is in control, and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything comes from Him. Even in His past times, when He was young, He swallowed the whole forest fire. Now, how much more example do we want? So, there's no need to fear. If we get disconnected to Him, just like a spark that's getting away from the fire, well then, you know, our situation would be challenging for us. But Krishna will be there. So a devotee that's connected to Krishna, one of the qualities that comes is fearlessness and purification of one's existence. Sattva Samshuddhi. Purification of one's existence is from chanting the holy name, spiritual purification, internal purification, chanting the holy name, not only on the beads for the minimum of 16 rounds, but throughout the day. Throughout the day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And say the mantra that our lives depend on it. When that mentality, that our lives depend on the chanting of the holy name, the success of our lives depend on that. And then that purifies the mind, because then we're connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by His holy name. We also should give in charity, especially grihasthas. That is definitely our duty, to give in charity for Krishna consciousness activities and controlling the mind. Again, for us, it's easy practicing, chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting. Keep our lives simple. It's kind of difficult these days, but one of the things we have to remember is that Maya is teaching us, or through the advertisements, everything can be done very fast. Everything can be done very fast. And then you just look, but fast things put you what? In the mode of passion. And we certainly are supposed to operate in the mode of goodness. Materially in the mode of goodness. So, they can say fast, 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 but in our mind we should reject this whole thing of us being put in anxiety, because everything is being made fast and fast and fast, and you can do this, you can do this, you can do that. Sometimes we see that as a solution. The more we can do things quickly. But all that happens is that we put a lot on ourselves. We put a lot on ourselves. So we should have time, downtime, slow down, share lectures, chant, and basically just meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead's pastimes. You cannot meditate on pastimes and meditate fast. It slows you down. It puts you in a very, very, very nice, even, balanced state of mind. And that's especially when you before, you know, you get up, or especially before you go to bed, you read something spiritual. It's a wonderful way to, you know, retire for the evening that way. But for the most part, yes, they say that this is fast, that's fast, that's fast. But that's the, you know, material world, and those who are in the mode of passion wanting as much profit as possible. Those who preach that, this is fast, and I've got this mess, this thing that, this other gadget that does these things better than this and so on, they all want what? Money. The motivation is just money. They're trying to come up with a better instrument than someone else just so they can advertise and have us go to get it so they can make more profit. It's just all they want. It's profit driven. But we should be devotionally driven. And so as they do that, yeah, all right, well, you go through one year and out the other. We will use what they make for Krishna consciousness. But we just don't get all bent out of shape because it's this way and this way, whatever they talk about. Half of it, don't listen to them. Just take the material and use it for Krishna consciousness and stay focused by chanting the holy name all of the time. Hare Krishna. So Vidura showed so much when he was in Hastinapur, and when he returned, they were very, 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 very happy. And their hearts, it's like he breathed life back into the palace and into the community as a whole. So we should also imbibe some of the characters of leadership that Vidura had. And so that when we go someplace and we come back, people will be happy that we will also return. You know, in our own small way. But wherever we go, we should push Krishna consciousness. Because that's what's going to save the planet in the end. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay. Alright, so, this is time usually for asking questions. So if you feel so inclined, you can ask questions about this topic or any other that you feel inclined to want to bring up for discussion. Hare Krishna. Vidura's situation, he removed himself because it was very an extreme situation. He was insulted. This is the prime minister being insulted openly by the son of the king. Anyway, or prince, person who wanted to be crown prince even though he wasn't supposed to be. By the whole arrangement, Pandu was the king. And the Trastra was just sitting in for Pandu. Anyway, so in the situations where, as you said, it's not always possible to remove ourselves from the situation, we can turn the situation around sometimes. We can turn the situation around. Because when negativity is put on us by the situation we're in, you can say a very quick mental prayer to the Lord or to Guru and Guranga to help you turn around the situation. Then, when they use you, because that prayer would make it possible for them, because you're requesting it, prayers are heard, for you to be able to turn the situation around by what you say. See, if you can't physically remove yourself, then you have to be able to say something, And as we all heard, it's called changing the subject. it's called changing the subject. But how wisely you go about it, you need prayer for being able to do it. Because it has to be done instantly. It has to be done instantly. And it's like the first question, well, what am I going to say? Well, don't worry about what you're going to say. Sabha Sacha Hang Hridishana Vishto, Mata Spriti Gyanam Upanam Tak. The Lord says, I'm seated in everybody's heart. For me comes the knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So then if you connect with the Lord in a quick prayer, mental prayer, Krishna, please help me. Gurudev, please help me. It's that short like that. And then you put yourself in a situation that we should be always in anyway, servant. So now you're going to be used. And they have the answers. They always have the answers. And so then you just open your mouth, and the next thing you know, your aim is to change that negative situation to something more tolerable or even positive. And that prayer from your mind and from your heart should be a very genuine prayer. Say, I'm stuck. I can't get out. And this is all negative. What to do? Please help me. Then you'd be able to say something to change, you know, change things around. And usually the things that will come up is actually very, 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 very positive. You might wind up counseling the person. All kinds of things can happen in that situation. Because I've been through some like that. It was this devotee that was definitely senior to me. We met at the post office. And we spoke a little bit, but he was full of criticism from his mind. So many things that happened to me. He was revealing his mind to me, but he was talking about all negative things that had happened to him, people that had accused him of things he had not done. And I know a lot of positive things about these devotees that he is accusing. And I'm cornered. I'm the only one there in that lobby, small lobby, it's a small post office. And he went on and on and on. They did this to me. They did that to me. They did this to me. So as he was speaking, I was just praying what to say after he finishes speaking. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I know that in the end, he calmed down. He calmed down because some of the things that came, all right, I have to agree. So some of these things may have happened to you, but you also have to look at the things that these devotees have contributed to the Dham that we benefited from. And you yourself, if you know you're not that kind of person that is being, that in the image that's being painted about you, then why worry about it so much? Who is actually making themselves look bad? Spiritually, is a person that's criticizing, that's committing the apparat. You're not committing the apparat. They are. They are. And so we came from that angle, that you should help them by praying for them, because if you're not doing these things that they say you're doing and they're trying to ruin your name, then in fact, they're the ones that are in the wrong. They're the ones that are committing apparatus. They're the ones that are going to ruin it. This is the devotees he was talking about too. So these are the ones that are going to ruin their spiritual life. So sometimes by changing the mentality by praying for them, then you yourself would definitely benefit from it because you're thinking about them in a positive way. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all powerful and he can do anything. So your prayer to change them will in fact in the end help you. And your own reputation is not like that. And therefore when people speak that way and it's negative about you, people who have seen you for years and years and years and years and years will have some doubt as to whether it's true or not. That's also there. And it's not the easiest thing, because when people get spoken about in a negative way, it affects them emotionally quite a bit. So I could see his point that, you know, he was opening. But still, if you're going to be compassionate, you pray for even those who speak negatively about you. And so you're always projecting a positive atmosphere, even in the midst of negativity. Not the easiest thing to do, but when you pray, Krishna will give us the strength to do that. Hare Krishna. The prayer will be answered depending on the extent of genuineness behind the prayer. Yeah. Because Krishna is in our heart, so we can't play with this situation in the prayer that we're not serious about. It will be ignored anyway. And that's we are the ones that stand to lose from that kind of situation. Krishna is not to be played with like that. Hare Krishna. The energy is from Guru and Krishna. The energy is from Guru and Krishna to me. But we ourselves, the only thing is we have to have great faith, as Mataji was talking about. We have to be really convinced that this is. I hope devotees get convinced that we are very fortunate to be in this process. As time goes on, we see the craziness outside, and then when you relate to devotees, what happens, even as we're not totally pure, still, the connection with devotees is a whole lot better. You can't get that at your job, you can't get, it's not there. It's not there. At best, you get more of the goodness, but nothing transcendental on the job. When you're, it's not, yeah. So we should really be appreciative. We are fortunate. And then, because we're in this process, we only got a few lifetimes, and the spiritual world is open for us to go by mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We're even chanting 16 rounds instead of 64 rounds, and we still can go. How fortunate the world is that. Hare Krishna. Dang. There has to be a good example. Yes, there has to be a good example. And how best, what's the best example anyone can be? Through a devotee. When a person is a devotee, they can easily be the best example by following what Guru and Krishna says in the Shastra. It's just automatically a good example. What we said, let me just make sure I understand the question. So, fruitive results, yes, we are not to go for fruitive results. We are not to work with the mentality of having everything that comes for ourselves. That's why charity is so important. We give, to others. That's what breaks this whole thing about this whole fruitive result, because something comes and then you remember Krishna. Everything came from Krishna and you share with Krishna. Now, what is the difficulty in that? Could you explain it again, or just rephrase the question again if you don't mind? Because that's what I'm trying to understand. When somebody thinks that that's a weakness by believing Guru and Krishna and living that life, it's not really weakness. They perceive it as weakness, but our spiritual strength is we are servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a servant is serving the Master, and that's why we don't think in terms of fruitive results for ourselves. It's not for the servant, it's for the Master. There should be some, obviously, for the upkeep of the servant also, so they can go on. But anything else that anyone else thinks that, oh, it's a weakness, or any part of spiritual life that non-devotees think it's a weakness, that is their ignorance. That is their ignorance. We know that. That is their ignorance. What do you do? The easiest thing is to ignore it. It's to ignore it. Because, what if you try to defend yourself and it becomes even more offensive? Mm-hmm. If you try to ignore it, so that's why people sometimes, that's why Vidura got away all together, because he was doing the right thing. That was his way of ignoring and getting away from the situation. We can, in fact, if we can assist them in some way to see the wisdom behind how we're doing things, then we can definitely preach in that way. But there are people who are not in a mode of goodness who think that when we don't live in terms of all fruitive, in a fruitive type of way, and therefore we're not enjoying the earth the way we should enjoy, because that's the way they think. Eh? It's not coming. How come you're not giving that coming? You're trying to simplify, and you're giving away to this. And then your own time, you spend so much time doing spiritual things and you could enjoy yourself. They think that way. But of course, that would give him another body based on that desire in the next life. You know that. Yeah. So if you can help them, fine. If you cannot help them, they are in the wrong. And the easiest thing is to ignore them. What they say. But you also can pray for them too. You feel like you have to say something. If you feel like you have to say something and not ignore them, then you have to use a roundabout way to try to preach to them. Because you know why you're doing what you're doing, and you also know that you're going to benefit from it, and this person doesn't know what they're talking about. They don't know what the real aim of life is. So that's when you try to tell them things in such a way that they will in fact imbibe some Krishna consciousness. One of the ways actually is if they really, really, really have some time, you can explain to them, one of the ways is through nature. And we've talked about this so much. Nobody can deny nature. Nature is there. But when you talk about the intricacies of nature, how things are connected and how the sun comes out at a certain time and goes, Everything is so planned. It's not a hodgepodge, horrible way in which even the earth operates. So there has to be an operator behind it that makes things work well, or groups of operators behind that make things work well. Nature is a very, 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 very glaring example of how things have been arranged. Now, you know in life that even for what we do here, for things to work well and work in a certain way, we also have to come up with a certain master plan and blueprint and those things we do. So on a higher level, when things are operating as well as they do intricately in nature, there also has to be an operator behind it. And we have to appreciate that operator. You may call him God, but that operator has to be appreciated, because it's because of him that we, or him or her or them, that life actually is able to go on with us or for us. We provide for our bodies to go on. So it's a very simple thing that we live our lives in appreciation of the person that allows nature to go on the way it does. See, without mentioning Krishna's name, just explain simply like that. To have appreciation for nature, because the controller of nature actually does such a fantastic job. Otherwise, we'll all be gone. We'll perish. And this is not bringing, it's a fact, but that's not bringing it even Krishna's name. And if you want to know more about him, he's an all-attractive Lord. Then you can bring Krishna in. You know, I mentioned him by name. We call him Supreme Personality Godhead in Sanskrit, Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Roy Shri Prabhupada. Any more comments? Yeah, I understand. You're doing what you're doing. There's some expectation that's there and it doesn't turn out that way. What to do? We need to have mentality that even when you want to do things connected with Krishna, but we have to understand our position. We are servants of Krishna. We want to serve Krishna, but mentally and emotionally, we are also to remember that we are surrendered to Krishna. And a person that is surrendered to Krishna accepts the way things happen based on what Krishna decides. If you are deciding what should happen, then you're not surrendered. Okay? If you say, use me for this, therefore I'm going on, and you use me like a puppet, see how Papa said that as a puppet, then you really are surrendered. So there's a mental part of it that's also very important. Even when you know what it is that you're supposed to do, for example, take a very simple example, chanting, right? You know you have to chant. But sometimes when you chant, your mind travels. And that's different things. What to do? But can you control your mind? Arjun says it's more difficult than controlling the wind. But Krishna said, yes, you can from practice. So what do you do? Help me. And then that's the prayer comes out. Help me to be focused on what I'm doing. And anyway, the mind says, but there are lectures on how to chant properly. Go listen to them, pick up points, and use it like that. So there's help that's there. They have to go seeking that help. Those who, some points that they can preach to you, or lectures have already been recorded, and you get that. And use that to, because it'll tell you so many things, how to use your senses, the more senses that are engaged in Krishna consciousness when you're chanting, like your eyes and your ears, and you're hearing the holy name and pronouncing distinctly and deliberately moving your lips so that the Hare Krishna, then there's nothing being mumbled. All of that, then you get the improvement that should come. And with that, Krishna says, yeyatma papajante tam sateva pajamyaham. You're surrendering to the process, Krishna will reward accordingly. And accordingly means the happiness that should come, the internal happiness, will start building because you have surrendered yourself. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Jai. Hare Krishna. Jai. Kaya Shri Prabhupada. Kripa Sundibya Evacha Patitana Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Om Hare. Beautiful Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna. Thank you.